Folks, we are live. Welcome to the Everything Pro Wrestling Awards of 2023. Some may say we're late. Some may say we're right on time. We're 5 minutes late. You can blame Rob for that. But
hey, these roads are treacherous out here. We got through it, though. Good old Buffalo.
Yeah, good old Buffalo. we're going to be talking about pro wrestling best of for 2023. I am interested in seeing who the people picked. I saw some. It's going to be quite interesting. Some people may get dogged during this. Nobody who is a regular on here, but there may be some other people who get dogged because I saw some things and I'm like, who did this? So if it was you, you better tell me because I want to know who did some of these things.
All I'll say, spoiler alert, match of the year. For the second time in a row.
It better not be. It better not be. Oh, we're going to talk about all this and past winners and more because that's what we do. Thank you guys for sticking around. Come on in. Have some fun. Let me know you're in the chat. Talk. Be lively. And let's get it. Everything pro wrestling, it can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson, yes. Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Crushed is right. Folks, welcome. Welcome, everybody. Got to give a big, big shout out to Ray Thompson. He came in. He dropped the $10 super chat. Thank you so much.
My man.
Have to hit him with the Mr. Thompson. No, Ray. My man. Ray, thank you so much, man. I appreciate the 10 and I appreciate your comments. Sometimes me and you were not on the same page, but sometimes you are with Sean or Derek or whomever. That is appreciated. No, I came in here tonight. I did wear a professional jacket and a professional shirt. And we're going to do the daggone thing here.
I feel called out by that.
What? No. I mean, yours is nice.
Casual. I had a tuxedo lined up, but you know, they're closed right now because of this weather.
Yeah. Yeah. Bring back Tuxedo Junction. I mean, do they have those anymore?
I don't know. I've been to a mall forever.
Yeah, that was prime time back in the day, man. I did a commercial for them, by the way. Ray said, looking forward to the show, hoping I can watch live. Ray, I hope so too. He put my top 10 favorite matches. Ray, you gave $10. You know what? You get it. I'm going to give you the mic here for a second. Let's start at, did he put 10 here? So he has 10, Rollins AJ Night of Champions, 9, Charlotte Rhea WrestleMania, MJF Omega at 8, the Men's Royal Rumble at 7, KO Sammy and the Usos at Mania for number 6.
Love that match.
5, FTR versus Bullet Club Gold, 2 out of 3 falls. Number 4, Drew Sheamus and Gunther, WrestleMania. Number 3, MJF and Bryan. Number 2, Omega Ospreay Forbidden Door.
Hey, we were there.
We were there. Omega versus Ospreay at Wrestle Kingdom 17. So I'm assuming that was your vote. Sorry, I didn't even pull those up for people.
I respect the list.
Very interesting. And he said, actually, as much as I love AJ, I'm changing my 10th spot to the Men's War Games match. Wow. No Rollins AJ. I get it, though. Orton's return, the cash-in tease with him. And Jay, it's top 10 for me. Tiff in the house, she says, I was going to do a different voice, but she says, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Mrs. Doubtfire. Hello. Yo, RIP to Robin Williams. And you know what? RIP to everybody who has passed in wrestling in the
past. Yo, why am I getting called out by two different channels? Waiting on Rob.
Oh, well, when I posted it, it doubled. Actually, technically tripled.
That's cool.
I was letting people know we were coming. I didn't know how long it was going to be. And then you didn't answer me. XGDub, what's good? What's good? Welcome. Entertain 45, what up? I really enjoyed this. McKinney in the house. He said, yo, I'm here to see who wins the wrestling awards with the Fire Live Chat and the baddest podcast in all the land, EPW. And to let y'all know, if Athena doesn't win Female of the Year, I riot.
Hey, just like the show, this is by the fans, for the fans. So whoever picked whatever, that's on y'all.
But I got one vote just like you. Blame the people. Hawk says, can't wait to find out the winners. Thank you, Hawk. Hawk, what's up, my brother? XGW alum right there. Appreciate you, bro. I'm upset I missed EPW review because I was peeved with that main event. I liked it. That seems to be the big discourse today. Hook kicked out of this muscle buster at one.
I feel like this was, like you said yesterday, it was kind of like the Jeff Hardy, on the cusp of like a Jeff Hardy Undertaker thing. It was like a star-making moment.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
Hook, I dug it.
I was fine with it. Derek even gave Hook respect finally. Hook him long enough. Derek's
also tripping too because as much as y'all don't like Jungle Boy right now, that street fight was fire. What's that All In?
Street fight.
Or, I'm sorry, what was it? The No Holds Barred with the real glass. Hook and Jungle Boy. That was a good match. That was a good match.
Yeah, yeah. Listen to your veterans. All right. All right. Or you get you smacked up. We got 10 categories to get into, but before we do that, I want to talk just a little video game stuff here. We got this little teaser today. It's from WWE 2K. Undertaker tagged in it. Is the casket match in, or is this the showcase for the Undertaker? Could it be both?
Either way, if they're going to bring casket matches in, I can't wait for the community mods where we get grave consequences.
Nah, they'll never let you put it in the ring. That'll take way too much.
Hey, PC, anything's possible.
We'll see. I hope it's just not like mini games sometimes. You know, where it's like, drop the X into here, and then it closes the casket. But you know what? We've been asking for years. They listen. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to put this on the godfather of wrestling video games, Brian Williams. Shout out to you, Brian. You better be listening to this, too. All right, brother. Interesting. We had the special guest ref tease yesterday, too. Yes. Any thoughts on that? We don't ever get to talk to you, so this is more about you.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been on here, but
he's a jerk.
I accept that.
He's been offered many of times.
I don't know, it just feels more special when I do it once in a while.
Look at this guy. How can I miss you if you never go away?
As far as a special referee goes, if they're bringing it online, it's going to cause some riots.
I think it's going to be fine online. Who's dumb enough to get into a special guest? Guy's in the ref spot and his buddy's been waiting in there.
All I'm saying is 1, 2. It doesn't matter if The Rock counts to 3.
That was the best people's elbow of all time in the church shoes. And didn't British Bulldog get rock bottomed in the dog poo?
R.I.P.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to my guy, Poe. Poe, reminds me of that. Hope you're doing good, Poe. Ray said, thanks for reading my list. Absolutely, my vote was for Omega Osprey. I want to know why 17 was over Forbidden Door, though. I feel like we're biased, though, when it comes to Forbidden
Door. Being in the building, yeah.
Yeah, we were there, so. It's going to be quite interesting. Do we waste any more time? Or is it time to get this show on the road?
I think let's get to it.
Okay, we're going to start from the bottom, work our way right on up. It is time to present the nominees for, what did we start with here? I think that's match.
Go for breakout.
What? Yeah. Oh, I put them in order like reverse. Sorry. I had them at the bottom, then I flipped them because I was like, that doesn't make sense. And I had to just add that. Breakout Wrestler of the Year. Now, you're probably wondering, why are these guys on screen? These are your former winners for these categories. There are some people who I did not feature. If they've been on the list for, you don't work here anymore. We can't have you here anymore. All right. There's a guy who was once a dream, some would say, that was also on this list at one point in time. I think it was for a different category at that time, but...
What we call it, Rookie of the Year?
You know what? I'm going to pull it up because I have all of the old awards right here. It was... we call this Breakout. So, no, this person was on Breakout, but we did not put him on. So... I will just say his initials, VD, won in 2018. 2019, the previous winner of this award was a tie between MJF and Rhea Ripley. And then you can follow the line right down. 20 was Orange Cassidy. 21 was Dante Martin. I was a little surprised by that, but he was crushing back then. And in 22 last year, Konosuke Takeshita.
All deserving.
I feel like we were, so which one do you think we were most right about? If you had to say, like, who was the most right, like, breakout star?
MJF, easily. Okay. Or actually, no, on a bigger platform, I'll give it to Rhea Ripley. I think like she's had more. She has more global success right now. Does she not?
I'm not going to be upset with you. I'm not going to deny this. Now, we're going to get into this and break down the winners, and I'll tell you what I see on the graphs. Listen, these graphs are not easy to read, number one, and they're pie charts, so I have to move around in them. So if I say something that's incorrect, then correct myself. Have mercy on me. All right, especially Casey. I know when Casey watches this, he's very critical of me reading these. But they're Google pie charts, and if it's like really close, it's tough. So, is it time, Rob? Do we want to know who the winner is?
Let's get to it.
The winner of Breakout Star of the Year. Yeah, it's L.A. Knight. L.A. Knight wins with 34.4% of the votes.
Who is the next closest?
The next closest is 24%. Whose house?
That was my vote.
Swerve's house. I'm not mad, though, because I said it could have went to three people, I thought, in this category that I was like, I wouldn't be mad at any of these picks. And Julia Hart came in third place. I was very shocked
by it. Yeah, she kind of had a late surge, in my opinion, but
she did do her thing.
Deserving.
She did do her thing. I could not complain. I could not tell a lie. She did really well in this. I am just taking a look around and just interesting. I wanted to see. No, I thought Toni Storm would have been a shoo-in in this category at some point doing something.
We have any write-ins?
So here's one of my first complaints. Why do I see Dom Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio? I know I put them on the list.
Was it Dom and Tom or Tom and Nick?
Oh, brother. Yeah, so LA Knight gets the dub. I mean, I think it's well deserving. Like, look at where this dude was a year ago. And I want people to think about this. He's walking around backstage, he's hanging out with Mace and Mansoor. And what was the other girl's name? She's with Chad Gable and them now. Oh, my goodness. Snap famous.
Shout out
to
my boy Hub.
Shout out to Hubs. I'm trying
What's her name?
Maxine Dupree.
Yes.
There it is. And he was, what was his name? Something Dupree.
Max Dupree?
Yeah, that was bad, bro. That was really bad. They had my man in the, what's her name? Sarah Raphael, the red glasses. Like, I was like, what is this?
Sarah Raphael,
She had like six names. Though, yeah, the Jesse, the I don't know.
Sally Jesse Raphael.
There you go. Sally Jesse Raphael. Oh, like, why was he in those glasses? It didn't make sense. And then when they like scrapped that, and he just came out as LA Knight, off to the races.
Good shit, pal.
Now, do you think his stock has dropped recently in the past few weeks? Like, since that loss to Roman?
I wouldn't say it dropped because he's still moving that merch. He's still featured on the program. He's still in the title program.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's going to be in a match at the Rumble. Mm-hmm.
And those multi-man matches at the Rumble are always bangers.
And I'm calling it now. I think LA Knight wins the U.S. Championship at WrestleMania. Just a prediction.
Over Logan Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Someone's got to beat him. Yeah. Going to go through the comments here real quick because we got some people in here. Thanks for reading the list. He says, Wrestle Kingdom 17. I asked him why he picked that one over the Forbidden Door. He said, it gets the nod because I hated Callis shenanigans and the flag and the screwdriver stuff. Okay.
Ass drama. There was layers.
Layers. Mike in the house went up. He said, hey, fellas, what's good, Mike? If you guys are in here, don't forget to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. We got a lot of new subscribers last night. I know we did a longer podcast, but I was like, okay, respect. So I appreciate that. Ray said that he had a hard time picking male division wrestler of the year. It was hard. It was between two people. I can't wait to hear it. I get Uncle Jesse. Have mercy. Hey, what up, E? BJ's in the house as well. Yo, hope you all are doing well. BJ, thank you. BJ joined us for the State of AEW. BJ's going to be back next week on the Dynamite Review as well.
What's going on, Beach?
Ray says, I voted for LA Knight. Good. I think calling him a VD was a little harsh. Those were his initials. I didn't pick that. He picked that name. He apologized. We should be able to say his name.
Yeah. I'll say it.
Go ahead.
Velveteen Dream. Patrick Clark.
The people picked him. I don't even remember if I voted for him that year. Honestly, I can't remember. Neither can I. Long time ago. But yeah, Velveteen Dream, Patrick Clark. He was the one who won in 2018. I thought he had a heck of a career lined up for himself. And yeah, things happen.
Here we are. About shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah, we got a lot of yeah. Maxine, thank you. I should have looked in here. Maxine Dupree. Thank you, guys. And not to say that she's bad either. I mean, I think she's done a good job right now with the Chad Gable stuff. Is it LA Knight level? No, but I think she's good in the role outside of the ring right now. We'll say that.
Well, you know we're going to get that inevitable rematch with her and what's her name? Valhalla.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Put some cleaner on them feet.
She'll pop it up, tootsies.
Oh, again. He said he would still be hanging with Mason Mansoor if he didn't have the gimmick change. No, I think he'd be gone. I think a lot of people would. Sup. You know, when people make fun of Keith Lee for that poor Gunther tweet, I think Gunther would have been in a different position if things would have stayed the same. That's that hindsight BS, and people like to make fun of Keith Lee for it after the fact. If it would have stayed the same, I think we would be like, man, Keith Lee's a savant. He knows. So, you know, I try to be a little respectful. Leon the King TV says, what if Hornswoggle came back and won the Royal Rumble this year? Leon, I would turn this that television off and walk away.
Throw the company away at that point. Shift all your focus to UFC.
You know what was the bad part? That was like the bailout answer for any storyline where you didn't have a clue what to do. Hornswoggle did it. Oh, it's funny. Leon, thank you for the laugh coming here saying that. Samantha Irwin is fire. Rob has been saying this for a long time. She is not in my top yet. Like, we're my favorite ring announcer. Rob knows my number two. A lot of people won't give it to me, man. But I'm going with Justin. I've always liked Justin Roberts a lot.
Fan.
I've always, but Samantha Irwin's moving up there.
I feel like the only name he announced as well to me is The Undertaker. As it other than that, it's just
not
myself.
Oh,
I'm not a fan of Justin Roberts.
This guy.
You need Dasha.
You know what? Dasha. I ain't mad at that one. We're talking about people who know how to work a mic. And when you're working a mic, we have microphone master. You're wondering, Conrad, you said you were putting people who have won in the past on here. Why are there only two people? Because only two people have ever won this award.
Because they got what it takes to rock the mic, right?
We did not do this award, I don't believe, in 18. We actually did Feud, and I didn't want to put Johnny Gargano with Tommaso Ciampa on here randomly. but MJF was the winner of the first one. Hold on, I'm just verifying this. Did we not start microphone until 20? Maybe. No, yeah, we didn't start that until 20. We had a different one for 19 as well. Eddie Kingston won in 20, MJF in 21, MJF in 22. You get the story here, right? So these are the people who are the best on the microphone. I did not pick Maki Ito this year. You have to deal with Derek. Not me, sir. Not me. Is it time, Rob? You ready just to announce it?
Yeah, let's see what we got.
Landslide. He wins again. Maxwell Jacob Friedman with 34.4% of the votes.
I feel like he's on his way to getting this award named after him. In a row.
This ain't the Observer now. We can't be doing that. But we might have to name this the MJF Microphone Master Award. He's done it again. Did you feel like he won this year? I did not vote for MJF. I can tell you guys that. I didn't either.
Personally, I picked Samoa Joe.
Really? Yeah. I didn't go Joe either. I went Christian Cage. Christian Cage is not as... Who's your father? Oh, no! Christian has been great. Great, in my opinion.
Creepy little bastard.
CLB. yeah, that was my pick for it. Chat, let me know who you guys picked. Crazy. Crazy. Eddie Kingston, that is, yo, that's a feather in his cap. The only person to ever dethrone MJF in our voting.
Yeah.
Good for him. How'd you feel about MJF on promos this year, truthfully?
I feel like they, at points in time, they became a little formulaic. Like, we all knew where he was going, but.
The babyface stuff or the heel stuff?
The babyface stuff.
Yeah.
He's a natural heel. But what sealed it for me, why I picked Samoa Joe, was when they went face to face in the lead up to their match. And some of his insults were a little juvenile, in my opinion, compared to Samoa Joe's. Like, oh, I'm just going to whoop your ass.
You got to get juvenile a little bit, though.
I know.
Stop getting old.
It's more shocking all than anything.
I know. But, you know, I love a good crotch chop if it makes sense or if it's funny.
I know. It's just more Samoa Joe, in my opinion, this year.
Should we try to look at other people? There was someone who got 14%.
CM Punk.
I can't believe he hasn't won this yet. I mean, if this was back in the day, like 2011, I'm sure landslide Punk would win. But Punk has not been around long enough, but in his short amount of time. And I didn't vote for him this time. That was what was absolutely insane. But MJF doubled the amount of votes for him. I'm just curious to see. Cody Rhodes got 6%. Interesting to see who would have voted for Cody. Paul Heyman is another one who has been close to winning this, and he never does. 7% for Paul Heyman. Eddie Kingston only got 4% this time. Christian got 5%. Samoa Joe got 5%. Ricky Starks, Swerve Strickland. Wow. Just MJF.
The sleeper this year was Roman Reigns.
When he's around.
Exactly.
That's what.
He makes it count.
That's why he wasn't on male division. Someone was like, why isn't Roman on male division? Because he ain't here. What do you mean? Let's see what the chat had to say. B-Boy, you better not put Maki Ito in there. just I don't know what happened. Greatest ring announcer is Howard Finkel. Mike, I would back that up. Ladies and gentlemen, I've just received word. The Royal Rumble announcements was the best. I wish I could do it like Luke Gallows.
One of the good things he does.
He's a good brother. That's a knee slapper. JoJo was my girl. She had a good ring voice. I wish JoJo would have stuck around longer. He said the last WWE Cruiserweight champ, Hornswoggle. Don't remind me. That's why they came and bring that title back with Sirius on their face. I was like, yeah, you got to change that, bro. Entertain 45 put North Carolina. Come on. That's a good call. Wow. Pat Patterson's favorite category, people that can work a mic. Hey, Pat Patterson knows talent. He knows talent. MJF. Yo, E.B. Wyland. CC, Punk had that counterfeit Bucks, had people melting down in real life. That was a great promo. I came home from a wedding that day and listened to that. I was hyped. I was feeling it that night. I think I was eating chicken wings. I just remember it all, like just sitting there. I was like, good times. MJF was the arguable tag team of the year, too, Entertain says. Could be. B-Boy said, I picked Punk. Wow. Respect. I wish others did. And B-Boy, thank you for your promotion of CM Punk. And that leads us to our next category, which is the nominations for promotion of the year. Conrad, once again. I only see two choices up here. Y'all don't ever pick anyone else but these two companies. But it's expected. They are known as the top two in their brand. If we go back to 2018, WWE won. I felt like that was by default. That was the year New Japan should have won. I don't care.
That's what I voted for.
New Japan should have won that year. I remember you had a meltdown about it. 19, AEW. 20, AEW. 21, AEW. 22 AEW.
Four in a row, jeez.
Tic-tac-toe, four in a row. Drum roll. And the winner for promotion of the year is... Wow. They're back!
What?
Double E. WWE.
Over 50% of the vote, too.
Over 50. So we got to talk about this, in my opinion, at least for a second. How have they become so dominant? I'm being dead serious. Like, this is me, Jesse. I talk about this with anybody who I talk wrestling with. How did WWE become beloved like that? And if you're in the chat, tell me your story, because some of you had to have voted for this.
I did vote for WWE.
I'm not going to lie, I did too. So why did we vote for them? What has happened?
I guess it's a case of absence makes the heart grow fonder. I don't know, man.
You effing Mark. Wait for the MJF line. Interesting. WWE won by 54.2%. So over half the votes went to them. That is amazing.
Next closest looks like AEW with 20%.
AEW did clock in with 20%.
Impact with 9.4%.
TNA, they were feeling it. New Japan with only 5%. New Japan's had a rough go, though.
New Japan's kind of been in a creative slump, in my opinion.
It's that 10% Gato. It's that house of torture, bro. Oh, yeah. It's got to go. It's got to go. Man.
So everybody voted for Vince being gone. But what did that really change? I mean, you get a little more creative freedom. You get more showcase of actual in-ring abilities, but you still got the Vince stench all over this product.
Vince, can we have a... Shut up! Come on, I don't know. It's Vince, bro. I don't know what else to say.
WWE just did more for me this year.
I mean, they haven't really had a bad pay-per-view when you think about it. I mean, there's some that I couldn't complain about.
There were some misses, but overall, it's
do you like the six matches? So WWE's pay-per-views are six matches. PLE, excuse me, forgive me. I had to change my award name.
Much easier to consume.
But AEW needs to get $50 from you. It's kind of a different thing. I mean, we'll get into that momentarily, but it's just different presentation. And I think what Tony Khan does, depending on how you view this, I guess. See the state of AEW dress we recorded yesterday on the channel. Triple H does the same thing, and he probably feels like I do it better. I also think, call me mean, I also think it's the rose-colored glasses. Triple H can do no wrong right now. He can't mess up anything. And if you're Tony Khan, you got to wait for him to piss people off, and then you have to swoop in and be like, I'm your hero.
I'm glad you say rose-colored glasses, too, because you know the saying. You know how the old saying goes? You look at red flags or rose-colored glasses, they just look like flags to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you never know. Things can change in an instant.
Yeah, think about this. How long do you think Chad Gable's going to want to not be in PLE matches? How long is Otis going to be like, yeah, I don't want to be in a PLE match? I'm just talking about mid-card people, lower-card people. How long is Kofi going to be like, yeah, you know, I had my time in the sun. Does he feel that way? Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's like, I got a lot more left in the tank. My heart don't pop Kool-Aid. Sorry, it's the jacket. It makes me talk like that.
He's definitely lost a step, in my opinion, but he's talented enough. I think he can make up for it. I think what took away from AEW this year, from winning, what was it, 4 in a row? This would have been number 5 in a row.
Yeah.
I think what took away from it was all the drama backstage. People are over it.
And I think everything that Tony does is under a microscope right now because he doesn't know how to resolve drama. It just stays in the air and it's stuck there. Going to the chat real quick. We have, you mean Matthew and Nicholas Jackson? Don't you dare. Should we start giving out an award for like the best VP who's most liked in wrestling? Hello. I make decisions about this stuff that you guys get mad about. Nick Khan wins again. Mike says, hey, James, I'm sure I picked Impact. It wasn't just you. Jocelyn, I promise you. Welcome, Jocelyn.
They came in third.
They had enough votes. I think with TNA, if they keep up the momentum, they might have some more next year. They might be the runner-up. Maybe. Renegade L2K showing some love in the chat. Appreciate you, James. Mike said WWE was who we picked. Triple H has control. Vince is gone is the reason. No Vince. We call him Gomez around here, if you guys hear that name. Most of the big signings were them. Big ratings and deals, AEW backstage drama. Big signings. Who did they get? Oh, Cody Punk. Yeah. I can hear you with that. Big ratings. It just doesn't make sense to me. Everybody was like, let's watch now. It's weird. You know what I mean? Like,
well, you know, the curiosity bug definitely bit. I'm like, oh, Vince is gone. Let's see what's going to be different.
Raw still 3 hours. There's still a lot of bad stuff. Like, I don't know if people, I just feel like people look past it though. I'm
how much money they getting off that third hour though?
I know. I'm a businessman. I get it. But as a fan though, I'm like, I do not appreciate this. I hate it. They have a crowded main event and it's with people you want to see. I voted WWE as well. Wow, Beach. Shocked. Vince McMahon is the greatest promoter of all time, Mike says, though.
It's hard to argue it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stand back.
I mean, we also know that he's got a lot of bad stuff coming out about him. I'll let you guys watch the new Netflix documentary that's coming out. You mean Matt Hardy? Cut it out.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Put that boy out the pasture.
They love that dog. No, I'm kidding. I love Matt Hardy, truthfully. Like, you know, I used to mess with the Hardy boys. Like, that was my tag
team. It's sad watching them now, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Ray said, I picked WWE. WWE lost a lot of free agents going against AEW. Yeah.
I don't think it's affected them in the slightest.
Well, there was a point, though. Like, you listen to me and Sean Clash of the Podcast live every Monday, 6:05.
That I do.
When we talked about it, though, we went through everybody Triple H brought back. Bray, Damage Control. It ain't been that great for you when you look at the overall booking. I'm like, okay.
I just want to know where my boy Odyssey Jones is.
Yo, we need that natural disaster tag team you talk about.
Apparently, they're supposed to be teaming them up with Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits. What are they called now?
The pride.
Somebody
insert the Lion Guard.
I was about to say
the intern will be right up here.
Do 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 the Lion Guard.
Well, let's get into pay per views and PLE since we talked about it before. The nominations for pay per view PLE shows of the year. Now you guys can see. Rob's going to yell at me for this one, probably till the end of time. Pay-per-view, NXT TakeOver New Orleans. I reviewed this show. I fought to not give this an A+, because I was like, you just can't give an A+ out to anybody.
He was arguing that nothing is perfect.
Yeah, essentially. But I had to take it back. This is one of my favorite shows of all time. If you ask what's the best TakeOver, it's New Orleans, period.
Easily.
Great storyline going in. I loved the ladder match. It was all good. So that one pay-per-view of the year back in 2018. 2019, AEW's Double or Nothing. We also had in 2020, Wrestle Kingdom 14. Every time I see that logo, I just think of Liger leaving.
I'm just thinking Wrestle Kingdom and the Royal Rumble were the last shows we had, with the last big shows with a crowd before the...
For everything
the global bastard took over.
Before everything went to shit. 2021... We had for pay-per-view All Out 2021. I wonder why. Just saying, guys. Just saying. 2022 for the pay-per-view of the year, it was Forbidden Door. What happens this year? Who wins it? Who's got it? We don't know. But you know what? It's time for that lovely, beautiful drum roll. And the winner of pay-per-view / PLE, premium live event.
Split kind of evenly almost.
It is. There were three people very, very close. And the winner is, and this is by a hair that you can shave with Manscaped. Promo code down in the description below. WrestleMania 39 wins with 21.1% of the votes. What do you think? Should WrestleMania be counted as one? We've argued this before. Should it be night one, night two, or is WrestleMania one night, one
their
show?
Their package is a bundle, so I'm giving it a one show thing.
All right, because we could argue, I guess, the same thing about previous Wrestle Kingdoms.
Yeah. All right, WrestleMania 39. That was not my pick.
What did you? Well, I had a different pick too. We'll go through the other ones in a second here. Was WrestleMania 39 though? Is it hard to argue? Would you say at least like are you upset with this? Is this ridiculous?
Well, are we talking about Roman or just two nights overall?
Just WrestleMania winning. Is it ridiculous in your mind?
No, it's WrestleMania, man.
I feel like you could have picked a couple different shows for this.
I voted for Forbidden Door. Main reason because I was there.
Boo.
Ooh, sorry, man.
I almost voted for Forbidden Door, then I didn't. I voted for All In because I thought All In from top to bottom was a great card. That's fair. I loved how it flowed, and I was never bored of the show. It flew like, can't say you didn't have fun. And I had a lot of fun reviewing that show with Jesse, Pro Wrestling Shoot. Make sure you check him out. Give him a subscribe. Yeah. So, yeah, it was a great show. James was in attendance for the show. I'm interested to see what he has. I'm going to go to the chat right now, though, because I want to see what they've been saying in here. Entertain 45 says, if you told me 5 years ago that I'd be voting for WWE, you would really have to get down. They have star power. The casual fan knows a WWE star faster than AEW, in my opinion.
This is fair.
But I have an argument, though, about that, which I will always argue. Why can't people be stars in AEW? Like, why aren't they a star? What makes Seth Rollins more of a star than Will Ospreay?
Global appeal.
Because he wrestles in other countries? Will Ospreay wrestles in other countries.
Not even that they wrestle in other countries.
Because he makes more money?
They're presented as actual stars as compared to stars in wrestling.
Seth will never live that down, by the way.
My thing is, who has more of a chance to be on a morning show? Ospreay or Rollins?
Rollins, but he travels around more.
There you go.
There, okay. That's fair. But can AEW get there, though? Like, I feel like some people act like they'll never get, oh, you'll never be the star. Oh, you're going to go there? You're going to go there?
That's the classic argument of pro wrestling versus entertainment.
Yep. And some people compare it to, like, if the WWE is the NBA and AEW is the EuroLeague. Like, do you feel that way? I think it's a closer comparison than most.
It could be.
Right? Instead of the pride, why didn't we get the street business? The Rock stole the spotlight and now he wants to be head of the table. Bro, I just asked about Odyssey Jones because they keep doing the Monday night meat matches with the super heavyweights.
Tell you my idea.
R.I.P. man, I just heard Crash Holly's music as soon as I heard that. Super meats. Do-do-do.
My idea. Bring Odyssey Jones up to the main roster. Team him up with Bronson Reed after they have 2-3 series of matches. Put them together. New natural disasters. Have them just run roughshod all over the...
Yo, same music, too. I just want to hear the... Ray said, I voted for Forbidden Door. My second pick was Revolution. James said, I was at WrestleMania 39. Still believe the three-way was up there. Night one was better, though. Night two was meh. You probably got to see a lot of people freak out over Cody. Night one, Mania was my number three. Night two was not as good. BJ said, I voted All In. McKinney says, I voted Backlash in Puerto Rico. That crowd pushed the PLE over the top.
Yeah, that crowd definitely made that show, but there were some good matches on there, too. And Bad Bunny, Damian Priest. I'll never forget that entrance, man.
Bad Bunny. They love him.
Bad Bunny.
Renegade L2K, like Nash said, you put Hook and Jinder on a photo, people are going to be like, who's more known? Hook. I'm being dead serious, bro. No. No, no, no. Jinder Mahal is known for bad reasons.
That's true.
And I'm not backing down. I'm not backing down from that predictability stuff either yesterday. That crap had me really mad. Am I wrong in that? You could be honest with me. Like,
what, that predictability isn't always good?
My argument is predictability is not bad. Not You're logical. You're being logical most of the time when people say that.
So you go into, how would I put this? Like you said yesterday, Mission Impossible or...
You know the
identity. You know what's going to happen. You go watch one of these Marvel shows, Marvel movies, you know the good guy's going to win in the end.
Not Tom Cruise. Yeah, yeah. Just weird, man. Like I said, I'm ready for that smoke. If anybody wants to argue that on Monday, feel free. Like, bring it. So I want to just see what the runner-ups were. So WrestleMania 39 is the winner for PLE of the year. AEW Forbidden Door clocks in at number two.
Wow, right behind it.
Right behind it. It was one vote away from tying it. Or winning, actually. If you take the vote away from that, it's mm-hmm. over. AEW All In was one vote from them. So they were all one vote away from each other. That's crazy. Crazy. Did Impact get any votes in here? I'm just looking. Wrestle Dream got 4 votes. World's End got 1. I don't know who picked that. That must have been an accident. Survivor Series got 1.
I'm surprised Survivor Series is that low, just based off that main event.
Well, I think it's just everyone voted for the other ones. Yeah. Yeah, Impact had a couple votes in here, too. Okay. Okay. And someone didn't vote. Busted. Yeah, that's right. I'm calling you out if you didn't. Messing up, man. Let's get to the next category, Rob. Let's get shocking. Shocking moment of the year.
What is this picture?
What are you talking about? Oh, the previous picks? Let's go over it real quick. And yeah, I call people on their BS. So we're going to talk about shocking moment. Daniel Bryan returns. Rob, who told you from day one, the moment that his contract was up, he was going to be magically cleared? There's another guy in here who the same thing happened to. As soon as he had another offer, you're clear. You're clear. I thought he couldn't wrestle ever again. Clear.
You know, medical technology has come a long way in these past few
necks,
years.
Necks have come a long way. Concussions have come a long way. I'm not hearing it. Daniel Bryan returns in 2018. We were actually, wait, was that the show? No, that was the next year. We went to the year before.
Yeah.
The other one here for shocking moment, Jon Moxley joins AEW. I thought that was a good shocking moment.
It wasn't, I wouldn't say it was shocking in that he was actually joining them, but when it actually happened, the way they debuted him, that was a shock.
Yeah, it was really good though. I was happy that he went there. Actually, that's probably one of my most popular audio versions of the podcast. If you guys don't check it out, please do. Sometimes a little different stuff in there. But yeah, that was my most popular version. I remember someone even took the thumbnail that I made for it and used it from a wrestling website.
I remember that.
Hey, can't be mad at it, though. You know, don't hate the player, hate the game. In the other one, we had Edge's comeback from the Royal Rumble. I was happy. I loved that moment. Good for Edge. 2021. CM Punk returns. Wow. The Punker. He does have some awards with us. And last year,
who put that one over the top?
No, that one was like a landslide. That was probably the easiest win. And 2022, Vince McMahon getting shown the door. He ain't coming back no more, no more, no more, no more. Drum roll, please. And for shocking moment of the year, do I even want to know what you voted for, Rob?
I did a write-in.
Okay. Well, this one is 43%. CM Punk returns at Survivor Series. You know what I voted for. He's back.
I saw it coming.
He's back. It's the truth, though. Stop me when I'm telling lies.
You didn't sell out the Tokyo Dome. You lied.
So my vote was a write-in. I knew it wasn't going to win, but I had to get it on here. These Jericho allegations. That was my vote, because who the hell saw that coming?
I mean, I guess you were super shocked by that. Did you think Punk was showing up at Survivor Series, though?
Yes. I was still shocked when it actually happened. I was actually in Atlanta at the time. I was...
Where the players play?
You could say that was in room 112.
Bring four of your friends. No, but yeah, Punk was...
I don't know, my phone blew up and I was like, what the heck? So I had to go back and watch it later.
It was good.
Yeah, it was. And they did the whole classic thing where they put the credits up there, the logos on there, they're fading out all of a sudden. Although I will say, with this return, I am still upset with this new music. I do not like the re-recording of a Cult of Personality. The vocals are off to me, man. I guess I'm just so used to the original version between CM Punk, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, and
any sports event you've ever been to.
Tony Hawk.
I hear you. I'm happy CM Punk is back in the WWE. I think that's part of the reason why I became a fan of the WWE. I do miss Punk having that edge, though, that he could have in AEW. That he was just mean. He did not care. He could go out there and show he does not care.
He's missing an edge. Maybe he should go hook up with Lita again.
Peace. AJ, I hope you're doing well. yeah, so I wasn't sure what to expect here. I wasn't sure. So Punk got the win. Let's look at the other ones. And I see your questions. I'm going to get in there, and we are going to talk about it here.
Besides that landslide, this one's actually pretty widespread.
Yeah, lots of picks. Cody loses at WrestleMania 39 with 8% of the votes.
I was shocked by that, but I was super happy. I was sitting right here next to you. I actually jumped up like, no effing way. Let's go.
Wow. Do you think it was a mistake now?
No.
I still do. I think they're going to regret this because now you got yourself in quite the conundrum.
There's always a way out.
By the way, yo, random question to everybody. Is Seth Rollins injured? Have we figured it out? I heard he got pulled from the shows, but they haven't really said much.
They're being pretty tight-lipped about this, so hopefully they're reassessing. Hopefully he's okay.
Yeah, so
it sucks to see anybody getting injured, but
as Rob said, that this was pulled out to a bunch of different places, so I'm going to just kind of try and shimmy through and see it, but yo. 51% was for those two things. Eddie Kingston wins the Continental Classic, had some votes. We had Impact Wrestling announces they're going back to TNA, got some votes. What else? Someone voted for Dominic Mysterio winning the NXT North American Championship. First time or second time, we don't know. Edge debuts at WrestleDream. The Rock returns to SmackDown. That was good. CM Punk and Jack Perry altercation. Don't know what that means. All In announced. Stop announcing it now is what I asked for. CM Punk fired from AEW. I still hate that moment. It was so disrespectful, I thought. You think Tony's going to ever look back at that and be sad?
Did that come in third place?
It could be. Right now, that's the highest. But I think the next one is about to. Or no, wait. Is that Punk? Yeah, no, that was third place. Yeah, TKO group forms WWE UFC. That was one I thought was going to be higher. I thought that would have been like second.
Well, I would say maybe if it came out of nowhere, but there was rumors about that for months and months before it actually happened. So
actually, the WWE return one, we might have to add some percentages because people wrote it in even though it was there too. Cole, three.
Damn, three. Four.
Yeah. So what did we say? 3-6. Yeah, they basically
Punk got the top three.
Yeah, Punk got like 50%. So hey, good for you, Retta. Good for you. Let me see here. Can't put Mania because Cody losing still makes me mad. I hear you, Ray. McKinney says the airport test. Do people notice you in a crowd without your gear on? I would notice, but I don't know. I think you're looking for maybe do you want the casual eye of someone to be like, who is that guy? He looks like a guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have back knee and you're walking around in a tank top, I'm going to stare too like, ew, what is that, bro? You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be rude. Yeah, I don't know. I guess that works for Kali. Is Kali great to have around? Kali, to me, is the definition of you need to be able to work. It doesn't, you're not going to get by being big.
I just feel like his existence is painful. I mean, no disrespect by that. It's just.
No. And I get what you're saying.
I know them knees are inflamed every day.
Yeah.
That back is all screwed up.
That back is tight, bro.
Probably hurts to breathe.
Jeez. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, Kyle Lee passes the airport test, but is he good?
It's because he was in the longest yard.
He was. Ray said All In didn't do it for me. LOL. Come on, Ray. Come on, Ray. That was a good show. If you want Stone Cold Steve Austin to come to WrestleMania 40, give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Anytime you get Austin on TV, I'm happy.
Renegade L2K. Where was Full Gear in that last one? I don't think it was listed. I can go back and look for you.
I did not enjoy Full Gear.
Let me see if I can.
It was up there.
Where is Full Gear? Is that it? It had three votes. Very low. Very low. Hook, it's Taz's son. Punk to WWE was mine. Ginger has swag, though. Ginger Song has swag.
Like a dress. I'm a fan of Ginger. I'll admit it right now. I'm actually a fan of Ginger.
Nakamura has no world title reign when he was over.
Nakamura also doesn't have mass appeal. That's not his fault. That's creative's fault.
No, he had it. It was there. Dude, it was in your hand.
Then they made him.
We were there, bro. We were there.
They made him obsessed with testicles.
I just heard Stacey Keebler's voice in my head. I have to stop.
Yeah, it happened.
testicles. My event and promotion both are both because of the business as opposed to the wrestling I just noticed. Could be. Could be. Matt Lopez, hey, everyone, sorry I'm coming in late. Doing dinner. You just ate me a piece of chicken, what's put it in the microwave. Making, yeah, let me know. Let me know. If you got some extra rice for your boy, let me know. I still need to get that Hell Froze Over t-shirt. I do have the new Punk shirt, which I like very much. You know why I like Punk's merch? Because it goes with a lot of stuff. You could wear it with like regular gear and it looks cool. When I got to look at your shirt, I'm like, ooh, I'm kind of embarrassed to wear this. You can't rock that. People are saying, Punk, you haven't gotten the new Punk shirt yet. Oh, he said still haven't gotten the new Punk shirt yet. Go order it. This Fire Burns is on the 2024 bingo card. No. This Fire Burns, you think it's over Cult of Personality? No. Oh, okay, thank you. I know it's random, but Rob, can I add you to the EPW stable in my 2K universe that's starting?
Do what you got to do, brother.
Yeah, you can put him in there. Make him the enforcer. I will also say the Jericho stuff was a true shock. Yeah. Seth will be on Monday, I've heard. Okay. Nobody knows about Seth Rollins, Kerwin says. What up, man?
I think he's talking about his injury status.
Oh, okay. That sounded so bad, though, with the previous one, right?
Yeah.
Jay Cargill leaving for AEW for WWE. Was that on the list? I didn't.
The writing was on the wall for that one.
Yeah. Just like I think other people are going to be leaving soon, too. But that's it. Nobody watch a Collision without Punk. Saturday. Who's going to get bum rush for signatures at the airport? Hook or Jinder? For signatures? You see, you might have put your foot in your mouth with that one.
I haven't seen any Hook merchandise, though, so I don't know.
I haven't seen anybody begging for Jinder either. Hook at least hangs out with Action Bronson. Kali is a good attraction, not a good worker. I don't think he's an attraction. I really don't. If you're over the age of like 50, maybe, but I don't care. I don't give a damn about him being big. Okay, what are you going to do? Like, come on, man. I'm being honest. There's good giants. You could be a good giant, like Taker, Bam Bam, Vader. Sorry, Kali.
Vader's greatest big man of all time, in my opinion.
Matt Lopez says, Jinder beat Nakamura twice, worst at the height of his popularity. Worst booking decision ever. Yeah, Nakamura got robbed. Nakamura should have won the World Heavyweight title. How are you going to win the Royal Rumble and get nothing in return? Nakamura, AEW bound. I don't think he's going to AEW. Not right now, at least. Maybe.
I think he's got making too much money. He has too much free time, and his family's happy over here. So
you're having my baby. Let's get it in for the faction.
Faction.
Oh, my goodness. Of the year. Let us hit our drum roll. And I realized just now, I think I'm missing a card here. So next time, while we talk during the next one, I'm going to look for that. If you see my eyes darting all over the place. Drum roll.
Is that the drum roll?
I don't know. I didn't hear it play. Did you guys get a drum roll? I'm hurt.
Okay, that's it.
Oh, I'm botching. I'm botching because...
People.
You're live, pal. You're live. And this one is for Faction of the Year. Rob, it's going to be tough, man. It's going to be tough.
This was actually really close.
Yeah, it's basically been, this is the Undisputed Era Award, in my opinion. They crushed it for years.
Yeah.
The Elite won it, and then last year, the Bloodline came through with it. This one, remember what we said about Michael Finnegan being a hair on your chin again? I can't say the other word here. Get me in trouble. But very close. And when I say very close, I'm talking, what is that, 0.9? Not even a whole percent.
That's 1% complete.
No.
33-32.
Hashtag, yeah, I'm high. It is 33-32. That is crazy, bro. Who gets the dub? Yo, I am the reason why this is like this. I'm going to take credit because I voted for the winner. You can announce it. You can announce
it. And the winner for Fashion of the Year 2023 is the Judgment Day. Featuring our truth.
Come on. Come on, people. I definitely voted for Judgment Day. I thought they deserved it. Yo, Roman Reigns is never around, dog. He lost votes because of that. I'm like, no. I know that has nothing to do with Solo.
I'm assuming that second place.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you could tell them who's second. It's the Bloodline.
Yeah, the Bloodline is second place. Who's the third place? Blackpool Combat Club.
You like those new shirts with the bears and stuff on them? I laughed.
Furries.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that in this day and age. The Blackpool Combat Club has been very good. I don't like how they flip so much. They're like, one minute they're this, one minute they're that. And I have to start losing to the Elite like all year.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of Moxley, though. My vote for Faction of the Year was for the Mogul Embassy.
Really?
That's kind of a misled vote.
You gave a vote to Brian Cage? Explain yourself.
I voted for Swerve and Nana.
I'm okay with that.
Brian Cage. Realizing that I probably set myself up for failure.
Brian Cage probably
like, Gates of Agony are jokes, apparently.
Where's my Just Five Guys votes? Let me see. This better had a vote. I'm just curious. Nope. Damn. No love. CMFTR did get a little bit of love. A little bit. I'm just trying to see if anyone else had Damage Control was up here as well. Faction. Faction's a faction. We did get some votes for Queen's Quest. House of Black.
Did anybody vote for LWO?
Let's see.
Because
no votes for LWO. Wow.
I'm sorry. They were directionless, in my opinion.
I'm trying
to. They weren't successful either.
James, I do not see a write-in for R-Truth. Am I bugging me?
R-Truth.
He said he put R-Truth with the Judgment Day. I think you might have just been messing with me. You better cut it out. You better cut it out, mister. I don't know, Rob. What do you think of that, though? What does the future look like for Judgment Day? Is it
Priest out?
Jeez.
They're going to cause him his cash-in. It's going to be another wasted briefcase.
Are you going to
act? Eventually, we're going to get an intergender match between Rhea and Dom. He's going to sit there and love it.
Yeah.
And I like Rhea Ripley, and she beats the shit out of me, and I like that too.
Not appropriate, sir. Not appropriate. Let me see here. We left off at Nakamura here. Matt says the Yeti over Kali. knowing the E gender will be in the Hall of Fame, I think he will be.
He spelled that wrong. It's the Yeti.
Yeti. They went with gender to tap into the sweet Hindi money, but it didn't take off like they wanted. But don't hinder gender, because you can't tell me you didn't pop after that briefcase shot.
No. Wasn't as near fall.
Nah, Rob saw me in here. All right.
I actually didn't. I slept through that whole match. I had to go back and watch it.
Did you wake up? I was not.
I waited until like 4 in the morning, bro.
I was not excited for this match. I was not excited. Knock is happy making money and not being expected to do legit strong style. He basically said that about 2 or 3 years ago, or 2 or 3 WWE contracts ago. Let him rock.
He's happy surfing in Florida.
Let him live. Do you think Sheamus, Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre, AJ Styles done anything in WWE?
Everything. Sheamus still got to get that IC title.
Yeah, I'd like to see Sheamus do that. Lashley, I'd like to see him get another run at the top to see something different, though. Drew, I think Drew needs to establish himself with the world title one more time. How does he get there is the question, or can he? And AJ, I think AJ Styles has been completely wasted. Not going to lie. The last couple of years, since the pandemic, he's been wasted.
I feel like he's complacent right now, though.
He came back these. He came back with the muscles. Drums, please. Sorry. Summertime. I don't know. Corbin being Angle's last match was a horrible booking decision. That was also very bad. I hope Big E returns for the Royal Rumble. I think Big E's content. I wouldn't make that bet. I'm not making that prediction.
I would like to see it, but
Yep. Everyone let me know there were no drums. That was because I was clicking the wrong picture because, yeah, I'm tired. I wrote in Judgment Day with R-Truth. All rise for the Judgment Day. R-Truth with Judgment Day. Uh-oh, Botchamania, clumsy, running wild.
Got him.
Yo, they got me. Shane McMahon making his Rumble return. No.
He gonna try to do another leapfrog.
Live, laugh, love. Yo, wasn't it on BTE first? I think it was.
I don't know. I've been watching it so long.
That's when I did watch it. They had that, like, it was like the commercial things. Live.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Laugh. Yeah.
So, who's biting who? Just saying. I'm just throwing it out there. Tom and Nick Mysterio shirts. That's ridiculous. Like, you
Quag my hair. Quag my you rat bastard. Catch all my property and get it. It'll be your head. Hey, get it!
How many House of Torture get?
I hope it better be zero, damn it.
If I see any of you voting for House of Torture, you are out of here. Where is it? That's House of Black. That's how many choices I gave y'all. I don't think I put them on here because they're hated.
Jeez.
I did you guys a favor.
They should have been on there because they are an active faction, but God damn if anybody voted for them.
I'm looking. Hold on. Because I could have swore I wrote them in, but.
You did the right thing.
You did the right thing like Spike Lee. Demantius Regnum. Someone must have wrote them in.
Nah, son, it's over.
No, it's over. Sorry. No House of Torture.
You did the right thing.
R-Truth with the Judgment Day already started in 2024. Best pod category wrestling community, 83 weeks. I heard was Conrad's pick. You know what? Bischoff's been talking. He gave two compliments. I thought hell is frozen over. I think Priest and R-Truth will be a team at some point. Branding matters. It does. AJ came back looking like a redneck lumberjack on them protein pancakes, too. We talked about faction of the year. Let's get into tag team of the year. You're looking up here like, yo, who? Undisputed Era, once again, dominated. And different versions of them. My favorite version, Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick Strong. But Bobby Fish has also won an award here. How much fish could Bobby Fish fry if Bobby Fish could fry fish? Hangman and Kenny Omega won the next year. We also had, or excuse me, in 2020, 2021, the Bucks, and last year, FTR get the big dub. Rob, let's just drum roll it up. The winner for Tag Team of the Year in a landslide. FTR hashtag two FTR balds right here, baby. Dax Harwood and Cash Wheeler. Dax the Axe and Cash the Smash. I don't know what you call it.
Smash.
They're actually named after Demolition, he said when he named them. But FTR, I feel like FTR deserved this though.
Who's their crush? I only say that because I know you love Demolition so much.
I do like Demolition. I love Demolition on the real. I don't think they need a crush yet. We're not what, Punk? yeah, love them. 46% of the votes, actually 47 almost. They were a little hair away. Runner up. Who do you think the runner? Did you vote for the FTR?
I did not.
I believe I did. Hold on. I'm looking just to try to remember. Jogging memory. Yeah, I think I voted for FTR out of kindness. But I almost voted for, like, an Impact tag team.
I did. I voted for Motor City Machine Guns.
Really?
Yeah.
Motor City!
As a tag team, besides, I would say, maybe ABC over there, who's had a better tag team? Who had a better year as a tag team than them?
What about the Rascals?
Impact.
The Rascals, they're back. Whatever that is.
The Rascals.
Alfalfa or Spanky? You've never seen Tommy Boy, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Came in second?
Second place were the Usos.
They've been broken up for how long?
They half were a year, right? July, no, a little less than. July, yeah, Money in the Bank. Four. August, SummerSlam.
Either way.
Or was it in July this year? I don't remember. But either way, the Usos came in second place, and not too far behind them in third were Motor City. I love that song. Those were my guys. Any other notables do we see in here? I'm looking pretty deadly. Got some votes. I'm shocked by that.
Aussie Open.
Love their song. Creed Brothers even got a couple votes. The Briscoes. Street Profits. Alpha Academy. The Cosmic Angels. The Kingdom.
That was Donnie, wasn't it?
Matt Taven. ABC got some votes. 6 votes for them. The Acclaimed. I would have expected more for them. I can't believe they haven't won this. MK Ultra got one. Who's nasty ass picked MK Ultra? I know why. I know what you did there, you little animal, you. Better than you, Bebe, got one. Actually, Better than you, Bebe, got a couple. House of Torture was on here. Someone put them in. I don't know. I don't think that was me because it's New Japan. They put it in parentheses. I assume
they probably wrote that in the wrong one.
Yeah. So someone did vote for House of Torture. And if I find out who you are, your toenails will be gone and you will be forced to watch evil singles matches. Yeah, so Better Than You, Bebe had some votes.
If we can get some evil singles matches from like 2016, 2017, okay, maybe. I don't know what the hell happened to this dude.
I know what happened to him. Evil. Ghetto, 10%. When he's on. But when he does something, you're like, this ain't it, bro. Let's see here. Kicking It with Ross Wrestling. I don't even know. Is that a podcast? FTR Bald. Whoa. We cannot say that. Your favorite era of wrestling to watch. I like a good mix.
I'm a Ruthless Aggression guy.
I could go back. I think that I need a mix, bro. Because Rob knows I'll be the first one to watch some 1992 and 80 stuff. A little while ago, I'm not going to lie, I was watching Mid-South Wrestling just because I've never seen it before. Just to
full disclosure, he just stumbled on it by accident and just kept it on.
Yeah, just left it there. I saw my boy Kamala and I was in, man. That's my boy.
But for me, I'd say it's a mix of like the Ruthless Aggression era because at the same time, you had ROH taking off, Impact or TNA at the time taking off. There was a nice good mix. Personally, I love the Attitude Era, but I feel like that whole period is overrated. I'm more of an in-ring product type of guy.
But you cannot lie and say that the Attitude Era was not the most popular wrestling time period that we lived through.
Easily. Yes. I that we lived through, I should say, because what was that Saturday Night's main event? Did like 23 million on
Yeah, but that was probably NBC. That was probably at like 6 channels. Like, come on, bro. What were we going to watch?
Days of Our Lives.
Bad 70s movies.
Gunsmoke.
You know, they weren't showing on the good stuff till after midnight, probably, anyway. Get over here, lady. Black Dynamite, what are you doing there? Ace of Bay, Jocelyn put in the vote for MJF and Cole. Tiff's in the house saying hi. What's up, Tiff? Conrad looking snazzy with the blazer. I always wear this. Always. You got to dress right for an award show, right? Thank you. This almost went back if I didn't get the job, by the way. Cash, what Wheeler? Yo, y'all gotta chill.
I was that a new member of the Bang Bang Gang?
Did I hear someone wrote in Cutler or Cabana? I'll beat them too. That's same as House of Torture. You better not. If you have the power to change one WrestleMania match ending, what is it going to be?
Booker T. Triple H WrestleMania 19.
Easily. I think I'm right there with you. And I don't even like Booker T currently. Booker T makes me mad with his opinions, but I know why he
said it. You know why he did
it. I know. But still, I don't gotta respect it. Yes. OMG Cutler killed me on the last mystery wrestling. Shout out to Tiff. I'm surprised more indie people don't get put in here. I see a couple, but maybe I don't know. Maybe we got to give them an award.
Like saying Stone Cold versus The Rock. 15, 17, or 19?
17.
I still would have had Austin win that, but you don't have him join with General Vince.
Renegade says WrestleMania 9. Hogan, change that.
Change that whole show.
I still think 11's worse, man. At least it looked cool. It looked cool. What is WrestleMania? Hartford, come on, you kid. We're here. I'm like, this sucked. And Sean lost to Diesel.
Stop it, man.
Yo, Lawrence Taylor, Bam Bam was one of the better matches on that card.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, Ripley's. Tim said, I guess that's my job next year. That's right. The Indies deserve an award, Conrad.
Yo,
we could talk about putting it on there.
Actually, I think that would be a good show.
We could talk about that.
Do it.
I have respect for Tiff, and I have respect for the ladies. And that is the next category here. The nominations for Women's Division Wrestler of the Year. And I put division in there this year just so people know that they are competing in that division. Now, we've had some previous winners. Two of the four horsewomen have won. Becky Lynch was our first winner in 18. 19 had your girl Bailey getting the
best horsewoman.
You mean that?
What I said.
Bailey was crushing that year, though. That was the year with Sasha and all that. That was a good year for in 2020. And one person is not on here who would be in between Bailey and your girl. 2019. Who do you think it is? Who do you think's not on their feature? It's not VD.
Charlotte.
Nope.
No.
This person's canceled. Like Charlotte will go on.
Tully's daughter.
Yep. I did like her impact theme. Tessa Blanchard is not on here, but she did win in 2019.
She won some other stuff too. She lost a bunch too.
Yeah, you mess around, you find out. And she messed around. 2021, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD won. Yo,
talk about a fall off, man. What happened to her?
I think she's hurt. I haven't seen her in a while. But then she could, like, I didn't get it. Like, she said she doesn't get the microphone. But I'm like, well, where are you? So I'm
probably trying to work off that fine that Brett Danielson gave her.
Jeez Louise. She was at the game, too, for the Bills. I shouldn't laugh right now. Like
I should.
That. And Bianca won last year. So this probably got the most variety in it.
Yeah, all but, deserving as well.
Yeah, no double winners here. But let's stop messing around here. Let's get that drum roll and figure out who was the Women's Division Wrestler of the Year for 2023. And the winner for Women's Division Wrestler of the Year, it was a tie.
Oh, wow.
A tie. Once again, you might be welcome for me because I think I voted last. Which one do you want to go first with? I'm going to let you announce these.
Give me the one right there.
Just straight ahead right here?
Yep. My vote, Toni Storm.
You picked Toni?
Timeless Toni Storm.
Somebody hit the black and white camera for me. Put the filter over me.
We weren't bought in those films back then.
Damn. It's hard being black out here. Toni Storm winning, though. I like it. I do have fear someone has a foot fetish or something in AEW because she does a lot of weird stuff, pulling oranges from her butt. I don't know what's going on with this, but you see a lot of weird stuff. And I did love last night she called Ian Riccoboni Toni and said, Toni, you look so much better. It sounds so good. Poor Shivani.
Speaking of, you see when Deonna Purrazzo was throwing the shoes back? She definitely hit two people in the crowd.
Oh, well.
One ricocheted off of Taz and went into the crowd.
Quentin Tarantino! Back off. Yes. Look at that. WrestleMania is the first pay-per-view I ever ordered. I'm sorry. WrestleMania 8 was mine, so I can't say too much.
It was decent.
I like it, WrestleMania 8. Bret Hart, Roddy Piper, one of my favorite matches. I used to go back and rewatch it all the time. That's why me and Toni, we identify. So, Toni Storm wins. I'm not upset by this.
She didn't win. She tied.
Well, she did win. But she also has to share that award with Rhea Ripley. Vote. So, you voted for what?
I voted for Toni. You voted for Rhea.
This is my brutality. She had an amazing year, I thought. I thought Rhea Ripley has crushed it. The only thing that I think hurts Rhea Ripley's reign is that she doesn't have a lot of competition.
I'm going to say her reign's kind of underwhelming right now, but I think they can get there.
The chase was good, but she's put on some good matches with people that you wouldn't expect as well. Yes. Like, I think her television matches have been better than the matches on pay-per-view.
They just like the finish. She folds them up.
Hey.
I am at it.
I don't judge. I don't judge. Hit that like button if you voted. I want to know who you guys voted for in the chat. Let me know. There's 17 people in here. Give some likes. Thank you, Tiff. Thank you, Tiff. Make sure you subscribe to Indie Wrestling Corner as well. Tiff's going to be back soon with her podcast. Hope things are going good for you. No Athena or Trinity. I'm going to look at the runner-ups, I guess you could call them that, here in a second.
I almost voted for Trinity just because she made such an
impact.
No pun intended. She made such an impact down there.
That tickled me.
Athena could have gotten it too, but I feel like she wasn't featured prominently. She was all over Ring of Honor, but who's watching that, honestly?
But I love the match. The Willow match was good.
I watch the pay-per-views. I'm not watching Honor Club.
Yeah.
I refuse to do it.
Yeah. I mean, and we're not paying $10 for it. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Athena's been great. I even thought her match with Billy Starks was really good. She's been main event. Like, she's doing things that no one's ever done.
Yeah.
So, good for her and good for Trinity betting on herself. I think Mercedes would have been in the conversation more if she didn't get injured. E says, WrestleMania and I had an awesome venue. It was in SVR06. Now they have the parts in Create an Entrance. Been around since 2K20/22.
Maybe need to see JR and Atoga again.
McKinney. I don't want to see Bobby Heenan's draws again. McKinney ready to fight. Rhea Ripley versus Maxine, thumbs down. Kerwin, I will fully agree with that. I am not here to judge. And Tiff says, yes, she will be back soon. Rhea Trinity. Took some lady balls. E, I got no complaints. Let's look at who else was up in here. With 13%, Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch was right behind him.
Respect it.
Let's go around. Let's see. Trinity did have a few votes. She had 5% of the votes. Sasha Banks did get 1%. Jamie Hayter got 1%. I wish Jamie could have stuck around too.
Sasha Banks, who's that?
It's Bosch time. Someone voted for Liv Morgan.
Pass the duchy to the left-hand side.
Masha Slamovich. Masha Slamovich had more votes than former winner Britt Baker. Wow.
Where's Britt Baker been?
I know. Taya Valkyrie got one vote.
That's another one who's been missing.
Yeah. Deanna Purrazzo had a few votes in here. I thought Deanna, I feel like she should have won this once already, too.
She's going to have a big year this year.
Jade Cargill got a few votes in on this. She was undefeated for a lot of the year. Bianca, pretty low on this one this year.
She took a lot of time off.
Maki Ito.
You know who that was.
Yeah. Tiffany Stratton beat it, but it was me. Renee. Who was this? Renee
Michelle.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a fan. Chris Statlander. Zelina Vega. Julia had some votes.
Like Chris Statlander, hers.
I have to take it back.
Uh-oh.
Who put Rhea Ripley separate? I know I put her on the original list.
There's no way you didn't. So Rhea Ripley actually wins this.
Rhea Ripley wins. Wow, she had a little sliver over here. Hold on.
Two write-ins.
So two write-ins definitely puts Rhea Ripley over Toni Storm. Wow, that hurts to say now. Damn.
You with me?
That hurts. Hold on. They called her Naomi instead of Trinity. She had some more votes. Io Sky and Athena.
Reading comprehension, man.
Gotta look for the votes, man. I usually put in the people. So, wow. This is no longer a tie. Let me confirm this. Rhea Ripley has won. Why did you write her in when she was on the list? I could not tell you, but she gets the win. You mean Lit Morgan? I was gonna sing a lit song, but that definitely shows my TRL age. That's because Black Dynamite show on Adult Swim.
Well.
One man riot for Athena, Rhea. I did a write and I didn't see Rhea. Yeah, no, Rhea was on there.
BJ,
because she had way too many.
BJ did it.
BJ gave her the trophy. Man, Toni Storm was close though.
The top rope.
From the top. It sounds like Mayhem commentary. This is an amazing night. Let's get into the men's division. Got to keep it equal around here. Men's division wrestler of the year. Former winners on here. We have the phenomenal AJ Styles winning in 2018. 2019, it was all about Adam Cole, baby. Hey. NXT champion. John Moxley. Then AEW took over. John Moxley is the winner in 2020. That was during that pandemic time. That was rough times. But Kenny Omega came out of it in 2021. And I was shocked he didn't win back at then, too, when AJ won. I think they were close, too. And then the big dog, the tribal chief, excuse me.
Acknowledge him.
Roman Reigns wins last year. Does Roman do it again? I have not checked this one out, so I don't know. Drum roll, please. For male wrestler of the year, I want to know who wrote these in. I really have to know. I see an issue, so remind me. I'm going to have to look that one up immediately to make sure. He finally won. He finally won. William Ospreay. Will Ospreay is the winner. 25% of the votes.
Well deserved.
Can't be mad at it.
Not who I picked, but well deserved.
He's elevated. Can't be mad at Will Ospreay getting the dub here or getting the nod. Let's see here. Some people, I don't know if this is in regards to Gunther or Rollins, or you're saying you voted for them, but
I voted for Gunther.
Really?
That's my guy. You know this.
Still not that name. I've given it a pass, I feel like.
It's growing on me, man. I'm more used to that than Walter now.
I hate you. Just only, because you said this.
The only thing I wish, they would just bring back his old music.
Yeah. Oh, when his music starts, you always think you're about to hear the dopeness. And there's like, you're like, why? Who's the runner-up? This person wasn't too far off, only about 7%, maybe a little less, like 6%.
Who we got? Gunther.
Gunther.
Right there.
Him and Will Ospreay be a hell of a match.
It's happened before.
I know. But I'd love to see it now. He's a hell of... Oh! Get up. And in third place, as of right now, Seth. I actually voted for Seth in this category. I thought Seth Rollins deserved
it. That surprises me.
It does. But I was being honest with myself. I thought Seth Rollins has crushed it this year. He has put on his best New World Champion pants. I don't even know what to say there. He has came out and he has crushed it, though. He has delivered in all the big-time matches. And, yeah, I think he was the right choice to give the world title to. I know it feels like a consolation prize to many. But Gunther was
His physicality close. Put him over the top for me with Gunther.
Mm-hmm.
I get so invested into his matches. That was my vote.
Spike Trevitt was put in here. I'm assuming that's an indie wrestler. We also had somebody say acknowledge the tribal chief. I'm going to go around here because I am curious to see. Roman Reigns, who he did get one vote, so add in the, what is this? Another one. So Roman
wasn't around enough.
Yeah, I think Roman messed himself up doing that. Let's see who else was in between some of these. Jey Uso. Matt Cardona? We got some indie votes in here.
Matt Cardona is a good choice.
Sami Zayn, Orange, John Moxley, Hijo del Vikingo. Good pick. Okada, that hurts to see Okada not getting a lot of votes.
That's all right. He'll get right back up there.
Kenneth Omega, not a lot of votes either this time around. Jay White was on the list. Yeah, Roman probably came in like, I would say, what, fourth place maybe?
Nope.
Actually, fifth probably. CM Punk was probably fourth. Mm-hmm. He wasn't even here. He wasn't even around either, though. Cody. He came in under Punk.
Code word.
Actually, he probably came in under Reigns, too, looking at it. Him and Roman might have been tied. Not a lot of votes for them. I'm shocked. I'm hurt. Yeah, I did not vote for Ospreay. I was surprised. Ospreay won okay. BJ said Ospreay beat Okada, Jericho, Omega, all in a short series of time. The GOAT of 23 and not close in my opinion. Woo!
That's fair.
I'm not mad at it. Like I said, when he won, I was kind of happy for him. I was like, good.
Who called him Ospreay?
Who wrote that? Where do you see that?
Right above BJ's comment.
Oh, I didn't even realize it. Kerwin, what are you doing, bro? respect for Okada. Jay, did Sean make a bunch of accounts? I'm kidding. You leave Jay alone. Hubbard spam a lot for Jay. I'm surprised no one put Prince Nana in. Hey, he'll be right up there with Swerve. I think Swerve's going to be in the mix next year, though. Mark my words. Swerve going to be in that category.
TK, man.
It's all how you book it.
Hey, is it time?
It's time for the final category. I didn't think we were going to get here. Here are some previous winners of Match of the Year. Our first winner was from Dominion, 2 out of 3 falls. Kenny Omega and Kazuchika Okada in 2018. Match of the Year in 2019. You guys can see it up there. It was Shingo Takagi versus Will Ospreay. One of the matches from, guess what tournament? G1 Climax. It was great. Then we had one of my favorite AEW matches of all time. Revolution, Young Bucks versus Adam Page and Kenny Omega. I love that match. Then we had the next year, the Young Bucks versus the Lucha Bros. All out steel cage match. I thought that was fan-freaking-tastic. And the match that's not on here, Hell in a Cell, Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins. One last year. I don't know what the hell you guys were thinking last year. I couldn't tell you.
So much respect for him putting his body on the line like that.
My face is dead serious about this.
He's not entertained.
Look at this. People are saying MJF or LA Knight. I'll take MJF. Omega carrying people for years. That's why he's not. That's why he's out hurt now. Cough, Cody, cough. Wow. Yikes. Let's get into the drum roll and who wins match of the year in the final category for the EPW Awards of. It's close. And the winner for 2023 match of the year, Rob?
My vote. And I think everybody else.
My vote as well.
Forbidden Door, Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay.
It was a great match. It was a great, dude. Is it the best match we've ever seen?
Live?
It's probably up there. It's up there. They got us on a couple of those pinfalls and kickouts. It was well done.
See, for that, for me, there was between 3 matches. This one,
well,
Wrestle Kingdom.
Should we look through the runners-up? I'm curious just to see. Because last year, if you guys don't know, FTR kind of played themselves by having 3 great matches with the Briscoes. I wondered if that was going to hurt Omega and Ospreay.
They gave you crap last year, too.
Splitting them?
Yeah.
But you have to.
3 different matches.
You have to. It's not like it was, like WrestleMania. That's technically one big show. It's 2 days. I don't know. We could debate semantics all day about that stuff. I'm looking for the runner up here. Wow.
Oh, right behind it.
Yep. Omega Ospreay, Wrestle Kingdom 17 is the runner up. I've never had the same people on different shows for a different company be the runner up. First time for everything, I guess. Let's see who was in third here. Wow.
Ooh.
Full Gear, Texas Deathmatch, Swerve Strickland and Adam Hangman Page. That was probably one of the nastiest matches I've ever seen. If you do not watch death matches on like the indie scene, you were not prepared for this. Like, it was bad.
It was fun though.
It was.
Oh, that, and I'm glad Swerve won.
That, and he better win again too. I'm not even lying. Behind that, which would be number 4, we have Bound for Glory. Will Ospreay, Mike Bailey. Yo, Will Ospreay is on this.
I thought you were gonna vote for that one.
Almost did. Almost did. I really cannot complain about that one too bad. And let's get the last big pie chunk here. WrestleMania Night 1, the Usos versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Man, not even top 5, man. I had, like I said, I voted for Will Ospreay at Forbidden Door.
Here, stop me. Let's go around. Stop me if you see it. Well, you'll have to. Wrestle Dream, Bryan Danielson, Zack Sabre Jr. got 3%. These are just the light and the load ones here. No Mercy, Carmelo Hayes, Ilya Dragunov got some love.
Did love that match.
Raw, Gunther versus Chad Gable got some love. Stardom, Triangle Derby Night 1 championship battle, AZM versus Starlight Kid. Good choice, good choice. Let's see, NXT Great American Bash, Carmelo Hayes versus Ilya Dragunov. Let's see. Oh, the triple threat that, for night 2. That's
what I was looking for.
That's what you picked?
That was my second. That was my third choice, I would say.
Okay. How about Collision? 2 out of 3 falls. FTR versus Bullet Club Gold. I love that match. That was such a dang good match.
You know what sucks, though? What probably took away from that match is because it was a TV match, not a pay-per-view match. Because
they had commercials?
Yep.
Mm. I can hear Derek now. Don't put no picture-in-picture on. Revolution, MJF versus Danielson. I'm surprised more people didn't vote for this. I heard a lot of people talking about it. Priest versus Bad Bunny at Backlash. Roman Reigns and Cody got a vote. I don't know who loved that. Cara Noir versus Spike Trevitt at Progress, Chapter 150. Okay. Glad we got some indie fans voting in here. Danielson Kingston got a few votes. I didn't mind that match. And that was it for what got the votes. I'm just looking here. Bloodline, did Bloodline Civil War get any? Yeah, it got a little smidge. Got a smidge. Yeah, I got nothing else. I'm just looking to see if anybody else, did I miss anything? Oh, and MLW One Shot. Somebody added Tom Lawler and Kojima. Kojima!
Lariat!
Lariat!
When we came back from Canada, yeah, the intern saying it all day.
Yeah. Oh, he still says it once in a while. I'm like, you gotta stop. You got to stop, man. The right call, Omega Ospreay 2, Matt Lopez says. There were a lot of good matches on the list. Yo, I'm not even lying. Some of the ones that only got a couple votes, I was like, that was a good match.
That triple threat should have been up there more.
True.
What you going to do?
It was a tough year. It was a tough year for match of the year. Match quality has gone up a lot since we started this. Like, back in the day, you kind of knew what was winning. That Cody one shocked me last year. Omega Ospreay 2 was my pick, too. You don't pull a Tiger Driver like that without needing to. It felt so close. It was needed. That's good competition. As I said, Ospreay's the go-to 23. BJ's been proven right, I feel like, with that list.
I'll never forget that moment when he kicked out at 1. Everybody in the arena just rose up.
Bro, you know what else I remember from that night? When Final Countdown finally played, bro. Because we were there when he got trolled after SummerSlam. Uh-huh. When he went, or excuse me, not SummerSlam. When did he get kicked out? After the Raw thing, we went to an ROH show. And Austin Aries, I'll never forget, dressed up like him in the tunnel. We were like, Danielson's here! Da-da-da! And then he came out. I was like, you little prick. Like, he came out and got us.
That was the same day Prince Nana yelled at your wife.
Nana. The brother be needing you, bro.
Also, that was Kenny Omega as a scrub, too.
What? He was there?
Yeah.
Was he on that show? Mm-hmm. He might have been. Dude, remember Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly? I was like, who are these guys? No one's ever going to. I'm eating crow every day for saying that about them. But I didn't like them as a team, really.
Necro Butcher was there.
Yeah.
Good show.
Yeah, and no
kids of wrestling.
I miss them. Bring back Chris Hero. MJF versus Bryan Danielson, 60 minutes, Kerwin. Yeah, that was a great match. I enjoyed that one. Cody and Seth wasn't as good as Cody and Kingston. Wow. E is coming in letting people know that match last year was a fraud. If AJ Styles goes to AEW, fresh matches. I think he could have went when Dynamite first started. I think he missed the boat now.
They do miss Uncle Allen over there, though.
They do. TNA definitely misses them. People were hoping he had came back. Yeah, that was it, man. I don't really have a lot more to say about this. I think that we have delivered ourselves a good show. I'm impressed. We're going to come back. I do apologize to Toni Storm, who probably thought she was a co-winner until we found some side votes for Rhea Ripley.
Oh, I can't wait for the injustice she's going to have to endure on this one.
Oh, yeah.
I've been so humiliated in my life.
She might try to punch someone in the box. inappropriate at all times on here. The Steve Corino promo on that Buffalo show was savage. Steve Corino savage, bro. No more Limp Bizkit stuff either with him. I'll never forget that. That ECW played the hell out of that clip.
Any predictions for next year?
For what? Winners?
Who you got for breakout next year? Because I got one.
Who you got? I can see Sky Blue.
Jacob Fatu.
Jacob Fatu.
He's going to break out on a national scale, in my opinion.
Sure as heck hope so. I can see that Obi Femi doing something big if people keep getting behind him. Yeah, I'll leave it at that. I'll leave it at that. Might even, I'm surprised Trick Williams didn't get some more votes. He was a bit on the come up. You want to go through all of these?
Nah. Okay.
Microphone master, I got MJF. Yeah,
I feel like Paul Heyman's finally going to get it.
We'll see.
He won't, but.
It might be The Rock. You want to come out here and run your mouth, Jabroni? Those were good promos back in the day. I love how everyone's like, this is nursery rhyme.
I don't know. When he cut on Ginger Man, it was the worst, best promo I've heard.
Dude. Because he can't say the stuff he used to say either. You got to remember he's limited now. The Undertaker, you walk around here with your Mickey Mouse tattoos, riding around on your bike because it gives you that feeling. What?
Shut your mouth, you thong-wearing fang.
Rock was great. Rock was great. I think he's one of the best people to ever control a crowd, like to get them to say what he wants, do what he wants. That's a skill. That's a skill. Yeah, I look forward to this. I don't know what's going to happen in 2024. It'll be interesting. You guys need to be here next year. Tell some people to get in there. Give us some votes. TNA is about to start. It's actually probably started 10 minutes ago if you're watching on Access TV. I watch on YouTube, so I'm usually 30 minutes behind. But we're going to catch up to you guys. We're going to get out of here. Time for some din din. And for myself and the brother named Rob, we are out for the EPW Awards of 2023. Thank you for voting, and we hope to see you all next year.
Peace.